Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of February 2020. Delhi High Court has asked Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to respond to comedian and activist Kunal Kamra's plea challenging his travel ban by the 27th of February 2020. Chhattisgarh High Court has denied pleas for delayed filing of Form GSTTRAN-1, ruling that the writ benefit cannot be extended to such indolent persons who sleep over their rights and duties without any plausible explanation and justification and at the belated stage wake up from slumber and try to get relief from the High Court without any bona fide ground. Supreme Court has reiterated that the Enforcement Directorate has no right to impound the passport and the same can only be impounded by the passport authorities. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the Centre and the Central Public Works Department asking them to respond to the plea seeking that no environment clearances be granted to cut trees for the expansion and renovation of the Parliament building. Delhi High Court has held that the provision for filing written statements under Section 8 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, ANC Act, is governed by the law of limitation. Bombay High Court has extended the interim protection from arrest granted to Chris Chodawala, a master's student of the Tata Institute of Social Sciences, TISS, for 3 more weeks. Allahabad High Court has set aside an order of summoning under the Scheduled Castes and the Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, SCST Act, stating that the Act could be applied only to an offence committed in public places and would not cover any offence committed behind closed doors. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police, DGP, to identify and take action against the policemen who were involved in cases of violence against Aligarh Muslim University students during the Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 protests in December 2019. Allahabad High Court has directed the existing members of the Juvenile Justice Boards and Child Welfare Committee of the state, whose term expired in December last year, to continue to function and discharge their duties until fresh appointments. Gujarat High Court has ordered the Goods and Services Tax Department to release goods and consignments which are detained for not carrying e-way bill as that is the wrong interpretation of Section 130 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Guwahati High Court has dismissed a writ petition challenging the order of a foreigner's tribunal declaring a person to be a foreigner by observing that the burden of proving citizenship was on the person making the claim. Special PMLA Court, Mumbai has rejected Nirav Modi's request seeking to be heard in a plea submitted by the Enforcement Directorate to confiscate his properties under Fugitive Economic Offenders Act, 2018. Competition Commission of India has approved the acquisition of Centre's entire stake in THDC India Limited and Northeastern Electric Power Corporation, NEEPCO, by state-owned NTPC Limited.